Gail Walton from Envision Chartered Professional Accountants. Thank you for allowing me in the office. Tax season, it's coming around the corner, and man alive, has 2025 ever flown by. Comments on the fact, please, that everybody needs to get prepared, both from a resident point of view and an accountant point of view.
That's right, Keith. The April 30th deadline does come fast. That is our filing deadline for 2024, and we are certainly in the thick of things already.
How good is it in your mind to think about it now? Here we are in only March, and it's the end of April. How good of it is to think about it now, as opposed to then when it's like, okay, we're in a rush, we might miss something?
Yes, earlier is better. It is certainly crunch time as we approach April and the end of April. There is a lot of tax returns that need to be filed. Even people with no income do need to file a tax return to receive benefits like the Canada Child Benefit, the GST credits. So those reset each July. So even if you're receiving them now, you still do have to file a tax return, even if you don't have any income, in order to receive them July 2025 and onwards.
A lot of new rules come forward every year. I'm sure it's a little bit taxing, excuse my terminology here, for you as an accountant to remember all these rules. But the new rules that come in every year, how easy is it for people to remember about it? How easy is it for you to remind them about it, the fact that there are new ones every year?
There certainly are new tax laws and rules. 2024 has been a little tumultuous as far as capital gains in particular. We call it the on-again, off-again capital gains changes. So budget 2024, announced in the spring of 2024, increased that capital gains inclusion rate from 50% taxable to two-thirds taxable. So we prepared for that all during 2024. But in late January 2025, the government announced that they would be reneging or reversing, delaying that capital gains inclusion rate increase. So we've had to very quickly switch gears, try and get people informed about that. It's caused an awful lot of confusion. It's caused software problems with the developers, software developers on their tax program software. We have actually just as of mid-March finally gotten appropriate software for the capital gains changes. So capital gains are still 50% taxable for 2024. That's the bottom line. 2024 is the second year of the increased charitable donation tax credit in Alberta. So that means that the first $200 of donations, everyone gets a 75% tax credit. So that means on $200 of donations, you're going to get $150 back as a tax refund. Anything over the $200 per year, you're getting a 50% tax refund. So I think that charitable donation tax credits are either misunderstood or just not front and center. It does not matter what tax bracket you are in, you are going to save that 75% and 50%.
A lot of people like to take advantage of tax season, unfortunately, via the scam route. How much do we have to take that into consideration from both sides of the coin that scams are out there?
Certainly, 'tis the season for scams relating to tax returns, to CRA. So want to really advise people, caution, CRA is not going to text you or email you with a refund link. You're not going to have to click on websites in order to get refunds or tax information or tax filing. So all electronic communication from CRA is actually through their CRA portal. So you may get an email notification that you have email from CRA, but there's no links to click on. You have to do all electronic communications through the CRA portal. So when in doubt, if you are called, if you are texted, if you are emailed, and it just doesn't seem right, you're not sure if it's a scam or not, you can actually ask a CRA agent to log that call on your account, and then you can call the CRA back at a known CRA phone number, maybe on some of the CRA correspondence that you have, or you can ask your accountant and you can make a call to see the CRA and verify if they truly were trying to contact you.
Tax deadline, it's coming up April the 30th.
Yes, tax deadline is April 30th. If you owe taxes and you are filing late, it is an automatic 5% penalty. So 5% of the taxes you owe is the penalty for being even a day late. If you are in a refund position, then 5% of zero is zero. So essentially, there's no late filing penalty, but you don't know for certain if you're in a refund or not. So file on time.
Certainly best to start thinking about it now, eh?
That's right.
There we go. Gail Walton from Envision Chartered Professional Accountants. I appreciate this. Thank you very much.